Revelation chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book, and to loose its seals?" And no man in heaven, nor on earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look upon it. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open, and to read the book, neither to look upon it. And one of the elders says to me, "Do not weep, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book, and to loose its seven seals." And I beheld, and behold, in the midst of the throne, and of the four living beings, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been killed, having seven horns, and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of Elohim sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him who sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four living beings, and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each of them having harps, and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the book, and to open its seals, for you were killed, and have redeemed us for Elohim by your blood out of every kindred, language, people, and nation. And have made us kings and priests to our Elohim, and we shall reign on the earth." And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living beings, and the elders, and their number was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was killed to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven, on the earth, under the earth, and those which are in the sea, and all which are in them, I heard saying, blessing, honor, glory, and power be to him who sits upon the throne, and to the Lamb forever and ever." And the four living beings said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever.